我们感谢神，我们看到神对他的百姓所说的话。
We thank the Lord because we can see His words that He says to His people.
弟兄姊妹们都记得，从四十章以后，神对神的百姓就说了许多安慰的话。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember, starting from Isaiah chapter 40, God speaks many words of comfort to His people.
让他们看见，他们经过了神的管教，神就负责把他们带回神起初拣选他们的那个目的。
God shows them that after they have gone through discipline, God brings them back to the original purpose of His choice of them.
我们特别看到四十章以后，神称以色列他的百姓是交换的，以雅各和以色列混在一起。
We can see that God calls them interchangeably Israel and Jacob.
这个不是只是单单出现了一次两次。
And this type of calling that God has from them not only appears once or twice,
而是反复的出了好多次。
But it shows itself repeatedly.
从拣选的这一方面来说，
from this aspect of choice, they are Jacob.
当神的工作在他们身上显出来的时候，他们就成了以色列。
But when the work of God is manifested, they have become Israel.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那又从四十四章开始，不是，我们上次从四十四章开始就特别指出这一点。
Last time when we especially pointed out this point beginning with chapter 40.
当然这个光景不是从四十四章才开始。
Of course, this condition not only begins with chapter 40.
在四十四章以前就已经开始了。
This already began before chapter 40.
雅各，以色列。
Jacob, Israel.
先是雅各，后是以色列。
First it is Jacob, and then Israel.
当我们从外面来看，雅各就是以色列，以色列这就雅各。
When we look at it externally, Jacob is Israel, and Israel is Jacob.
但是神在这里说雅各，以色列的时候，那是包括了神手里头所做成的那一个结果。
But here, when God refers to that same person as Jacob in Israel, it includes the fact of the finished work of God.
并且神很严肃地指出，他们所以能从雅各成为以色列。
And very solemnly, God points out the fact that it is because they are able to change from Jacob into Israel.
因为神定规了，要用着他们。做神的见证。
That is because God has been determined to use them as His testimony.
但是在以色列人的心思里面，总是会因着过去在神面前的愚昧和无知，留下一些阴影。
Yet in the hearts of the Israelites, because of their shortcoming before the Lord, they would have some shadow of doubts.
虽然弟兄姊妹必须记得，以赛亚当时说话的时候，以色列还没有被掳。
Now, brothers and sisters, bear in mind at this time when Isaiah spoke, Israel was not yet in captivity.
我们没有办法计算以赛亚说话的准确的时间。
We cannot accurately calculate the time which Isaiah spoke.
但是我们大概晓得，以赛亚说到他们的前途的时候，那么跟以后要按照他所说的发生的时间当中相差了大概110年。
But we can estimate the time when Isaiah spoke what would befall the Israelites and what actually came about was a difference of about 110 years.
但是叫我们惊奇的乃是，
But what we are amazed is
110年左右以前所说的话，
The words that was spoken about 110 years before
是按照以色列，对不起，是按照以赛亚那个字面的宣告来应验。
Was fulfilled by the letter of the word that was proclaimed by Isaiah.
而应验到一个地步，连什么时候、什么人、做什么事，都一一的显明出来。
It was fulfilled to a degree by name, by time, and by event that took place.
那我们就会 要问一个问题。
Then we must ask this question.
神为什么在一百多年前就向以色列说这个话？
Why is it that God would speak such words to Israel over 100 years before it took place?
一百多年前说这个话，一百多年后才应验。那对以色列有什么好处？
Now, if God spoke these words over 100 years ago to Israel and then it was fulfilled, what benefit is it to them?
如果我们从以色列的那一个遭遇来说的话，的确是没有什么作用。
Now, if we look at it at the viewpoint of what befell Israel, indeed, then it is pointless.
就像我们读新约的时候，我们看到我们的主明明对彼得说，今天晚鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
Just as when we see in the New Covenant, when the Lord said to Peter, before the rooster will crow three times this evening, tonight you will deny me.
我们常常会发出一个疑问。
Many times then we'll have a doubt.
主啊，你说这个话有什么意思？
Lord, what's the meaning of the words that you say?
你既然知道他三次不认你，你为什么不阻挡那个事情发生？
Now, if you know he will deny you, why would you allow for that to happen?
你阻挡那个事情发生，
if you stop,
那对彼得就有好处。
If you stop that from happening, then it would be a benefit for Peter.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是我们人的想法。
But brothers and sisters, that's the way that we would think.
的确对彼得是有点好处。
Yes, indeed, it will benefit Peter somewhat.
因为可以免掉了背上三次不认主的这个丑陋。
Because then Peter would not need to bear the shame of denying the Lord three times.
但是我们的主明明告诉他，又不阻挡那个事情发生。
Yet it is very clear that our Lord told him, yet did not stop that from happening.
不是主没有那样的能力阻挡那个事情。
It is not the fact that the Lord does not have the power to stop that from happening.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
彼得经过那摔一摔。
That when Peter would go through that fall,
彼得就苏醒过来。
Then Peter can be revived.
彼得就认识自己。
Then Peter would come to know himself.
彼得跟随主的心意就更新过来。
Then the heart, the desire of Peter following after the Lord would be renewed.
我们读以赛亚书读到这里的时候，
Likewise, when we read Isaiah to this point,
我们也是看到神这样的安排。
We can see the same arrangement of God here.
110年以前就宣告他的百姓的遭遇。
About 110 years before it took place, God proclaimed what would come upon his people.
乃是要让他的百姓经历了那一个遭遇，回过头来想起主神说的话，而灵里边要有一点的苏醒。
That God would allow for his people to go through such a fall to reflect upon the proclaimed word of God so they can be quickened.
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道一件事。
I think brothers and sisters all know this.
以色列所以被犹大所以被掳。
The fact that Judah was in captivity
最根本的这个原因就是用偶像代替神。
It was a very basic reason, and that is because they used the idols to take the place of God.
弟兄姊妹，你从圣经的历史里边，你看得很清楚。
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see that very clearly from the history in the Bible.
以色列犹大这个民族。
Now, this tribe, this nation of Judah,
从被掳归回以后。
After they return from the captivity,
他们就很能有这个胆量，有这个勇气来宣告。
Very boldly, they can proclaim this courageously.
偶像还与我有什么相干？
That what I have any more to do with idols.
这是何西亚书上说的事了。
And that's the words proclaimed in the book of Hosea.
偶像还与我们有什么相干？
What have I to do any more with idols?
我们看到从巴比伦归回以后一直到现在，你难得找到一个犹太人拜偶像。
We can see from the return from Babylon until even today, it is very rare to find an Israelite who would worship an idol.
虽然他们和神的那个关系还没有回到正常。
Now, even though their relationship with God is not restored to be normal yet,
但是他们已经给神带到一个地步，不再 用偶像来代替神。
Yeah, they have been brought by God to a point they would no longer use an idol to take the place of God.
当然他们要回到神的面前成为正常，还有很多的路要走。
Now, of course, it's still quite a long ways off till they return to that normal relationship with God.
因为他们还没有看见神整个的那一个永远的计划。
That is because they have yet to see that eternal plan of God.
所以直到现在，大部分的犹大人吧，就说。
Therefore, even today, we can say they're from the tribe of Judah primarily.
当然，广义的来说就是以色列了。
Of course, broadly, it is Israel.
他们还不承认神的儿子。
They still do not confess the Son of God.
以致他们在神的面前没有办法能脱出许许多多的限制和捆绑。
Which is the reason why they are still hindered from many limitations and bondages.
那神在一百多年前说这些话的时候，他有没有看到他的百姓是会留在这种光景里呢？
Now, when God spoke these words over 110 years ago, did God not see that His people would remain in this condition?
是完全看见这种情况。
God completely sees that.
那所以我们看到44章后半的时候。
Therefore, at the end of chapter 44,
从21节我们又看到神再一次那样的称呼他的百姓。
We can see once again God calls His people by that name.
因为这里更特别的显出那个特点出来。
Here it is highlighted especially.
因为21节呢说雅各以色列。
Because in verse 21 it says, Remember these, O Jacob and Israel.
雅各就是以色列。
Now because Jacob is Israel, and Israel is Jacob.
那你喊一个就可以了。
It is sufficient to call them by one name. Why is it you would combine the name and call them? We thank the Lord.
神不是随便喊的。
Because God does not call them casually.
神在这里特别强调这一个。从雅各成为以色列的事实。
That is because God especially emphasizes this point of Jacob turning into Israel.
以后还有这样的称呼。
Later, God still calls them by such a name.
所以我特别把这一个点出来，让弟兄姊妹们来留意到。
Therefore, especially point out this fact for brothers and sisters to take note of.
神对他的百姓。
God has this intention toward His people.
一直要他们明白。神的心意在他们身上是怎样的安排？
What is God's desire upon them and what God arranges?
如同今天神对神的自己的教会不住的要让他们知道他们在神的救赎的计划里头神是怎么安排。
Just as God desires for His church today to know what is His redemption plan for the church.
而我们给称为教会。
And we are called the church.
但是我们凭什么称为教会？
But by what, according to what can we be called the church?
凭我这个人转变好了。
Is it because that I've changed for the better?
凭我这个人在神面前有点前进的那一个心思。
Is it because I have somewhat of a godly desire in my heart for God?
所以我们就成了教会。
So that we're able to become the church.
我们可以这样想。
We might think it this way.
神却没有让我们停留在这样的愚昧里。
But God does not allow for us to stay in such foolishness.
总有那么一天神让我们看见。
That one day God will show us.
我们成为教会基督的身体。
That we are called the church, the body of Christ.
全是神的旨意是做这个这样的命定。
It is all by the will of God that He has made it so.
不是我们自己那在神面前的心思也好，生活的作风也好，有了一点转机，所以神就承认接纳我们成为他的教会。
It is not because of our own will or desire or our living or that we have some godly desire that we have now turned the better and become called the church.
但是难处就是在这里。
But that's where the difficulty is.
那我们常常会回头看。
Many times we'll look back.
我们回头一看就看见自己的丑陋。
And when we look back we see our own ugliness.
我们回头一看就看见自己的缺陷。
And when we look back we see our shortcomings.
要不就是看见自己的 成就。
Otherwise, we can see what successes we have,
有可夸的地方。
Or something that we're boastful of.
但弟兄姊妹们，不管你怎么看。
But brothers and sisters, no matter how you view yourself,
你把自己看低了也好，你把自己看高了也好。
Whether you have despised yourself or you have exalted yourself,
那总是带出一个结果。
The result that will bring forth
叫我们看不见神手中的工作的果效
is the fact that by doing so we cannot see the fruit of the hand, working hand of God.
你要是把自己看高了那就你就不要主
Now we exalt ourselves then we do not want the Lord.
你要是把自己看低了你就觉得你不配要主
Now if we look too lowly upon ourselves then we say we're not worthy of the Lord.
两样的那个结果都是叫我们离开主
Now both of these results will tell us to depart away from the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当神在那里提到这样的事的时候
When God mentions such a thing,
他说雅各以色列
He says, Jacob and Israel,
你是我的仆人。
You are my servant.
你要纪念这些事。
Remember these.
以色列
Israel,
你是我的仆人。
You are my servant.
别不忘记你。
I have formed thee, and thou shalt not be forgotten of me.
啊，经过了那样愚昧、顶撞的百姓。
With these people who are so foolish and also opposing God.
他可以听见神说我是纪念你。
That they would be able to hear God say that I have remembered you.
但是他们心里所想的那一个神的纪念是什么呢？
But in their heart, what are they thinking about? How does God remember us?
神纪念我的愚昧。
God only remembers my foolishness.
神纪念我的缺陷。
God only remembers my shortcomings.
神纪念我的失败。
God remembers my failures.
我在神的面前再也没有路可以走。
No longer do I have any path before God.
我们常常是这样的误会神。
Many times this is how we misunderstand God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他接受我们的误会。
He accepts our misunderstanding.
但是他不停止的在那里纠正我们的愚昧和无知。
Yet he does not remain there to adjust our foolishness and our ignorance.
神说我不忘记你。
God says, I will not forget you.
有根据的。
There's a foundation.
我不忘记你。
I will not forget you.
不是去纪念你的失败、黑暗。和灰心丧胆。
It is not to remember your failures and your weaknesses and how you are discouraged.
我不忘记你。
I will not forget you.
乃是在我拣选这个恩典的里边，我没有把你看清。
It is because in the grace of my choosing you, I did not despise you.
怎么可以不让我们在神的眼中给看清
How is it possible that we will not be despised in the sight of God?
我们想不通的
We cannot think this through.
你回想彼得你就知道
Now when you think about Peter, then you understand.
他能三次不能正面的回应主问他你爱我不爱
Now Peter could not answer positively to the Lord's question, do you love me?
为什么
Why?
里边有控告。
Now because there's accusation within Peter.
里边有阴影。
Now there is some shadows of doubts within Peter.
感谢我的主。
But we thank our Lord.
那对在彼得的那个经历上面，我们看见主是怎么把彼得挽回过来。
Now in Peter's experience, we're able to see how the Lord will restore him.
那在以色列这个民族身上呢？
In this nation of Israel,
我们也看见同样的原则，神把他们挽回过来。
Likewise, we see the same principle when God restores them.
上次我也特别提了。
Last time I expected to mention.
我们常常借用神对以色列说的这个话来用作传福音的那一个内容。
Many times we borrow these words of God to Israel and use it as a detail for preaching the gospel.
的确，我神给我们的福音也是在从相同的原则的里头。
And indeed, the gospel which God gives to us, it is in the same principle.
因为若是不在这个原则的里边，人在神面前根本是没有路可以走。
Because if the gospel is not in the same principle, then man would not have any way before God at all.
但是从亚当的 的堕落开始，一直到现在。
But starting with Adam's fall, even until now.
神就是凭着这个原则来解决人在神面前的难处。
It is according to this principle that God takes care of the difficulty man has with him.
神怎么说呢？
What does God say?
22节。
In verse 22.
我涂抹了你的过犯。
I have blotted out your transgressions.
上透云
霄散。As thick as a cloud.
我涂抹了你的罪恶如薄云灭没。
And your sins.And as a cloud.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神没有看你做了什么。
God did not see what you have done.
如果神要看你看我们做了什么的话。
If God looks at our works.
那么我们就看到一个事实来了。
Then the fact is we see.
我们有些时候在神面前如厚云遮盖。
Sometimes we are as a thick cloud before God.
而在我们的想象的里边我们就觉得我们犯了很重很重的罪了。
In our concept, we would think I have sinned greatly before God.
而有些时候我们又觉得。
And sometimes we
feel 我们在神面前也并没有坏的那个光景，我们只不过是薄云一片遮盖掉。
No, maybe I'm not that bad before God. I'm just like a cloud, like a vapor.
在我们的感觉里边有轻有重的那样的分别，那个过犯。
Now in our feeling, we have in our transgression some are greater and some not as great.
但是神说这个话的时候。
But when God says these words,
神就非常清楚的把整个事情包括在里头。
God clearly includes everything in these words.
不管你是重还是轻的过犯。
Whether it is a great or a small transgression.
神摆出来的那个事实就是涂抹。
The fact that God places forth is he will blot them out.
不管你是有多少的愚昧和无知。
Regardless of how foolish, how ignorant you are.
神说涂抹。
God says, I will blot it out.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因为神做了这样的一步的工作。
Because God has did this work here.
所以神的要求就是说。
Therefore, God's requirement is,
你当归向我。
You have to return unto me.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
为什么神在那里说你当归向我。
Why is it God said, you must return unto me?
神很明确的在那里指出。
God clearly points out,
因为我救赎了你。
For I have redeemed you.
我救了你。
It's because I've saved you.
我赎了你。
I've redeemed you.
我救了你叫你脱离那一个危险。
I have saved you from that danger.
我赎了你我出了代价把你从那个限制和捆绑里头释放回来。
I've paid the price to redeem you so that you can be delivered from that bondage.
是因为我做了一些事情。
It is because I've done certain things.
叫你们得释放。
So that you can be delivered.
那因此弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当然让当年的以色列人他们没有办法了解神说这个话是什么意思。
Of course, Israel of old, when God spoke these words, they cannot fully comprehend what God means.
我们今天回头来看属灵的历史，我们知道是说什么。
But for us today, when we reflect on the spiritual history, we can see what it is speaking of.
但是我们更明确的。
But even more clearly.
我们看到那个历史上所发生过的事情仍然是根据一个事实。
We can see what took place in history is still according to this fact.
这个事实就叫做救赎。
And this fact is called redemption.
如果我们没有看到那个救赎的那个事实。
If we do not see the fact of that redemption.
你没有办法能领会从巴比伦归回就是救了怎么是赎。
If we do not see the return from Babylon, yes, God has saved us, but what does it mean that he has redeemed us?
你没办法碰到那个赎。
No, we cannot come into the aspect of that redemption.
我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
以色列也好。
Whether it's Israel.
今天的神的儿女们也好。
Or the children of God today.
我们和神的那个关系的调整到正常。
The adjustment of our relationship to God to be a normal relationship.
完完全全不是我们所配得也不是我们努力所带出来的成果。
It is completely, absolutely not something that we're worthy of or anything we have gained by our own merit.
乃是因为神出了代价而叫我们承受这个救赎的果效。
It is only because God himself paid the price so that we can receive the fruit of this redemption.
那神为什么要这样做呢？
Now why is it that God would do this?
神说得很清楚。
God says very clear.
我是要因着以色列来荣耀我自己。
It is that I will be glorified by Israel.
这一个原则。
And it is this principle.
在43章里边神就已经说了。
God says clearly in chapter 43,
你们是我的见证。
That you are my testimony.
你们是为着我的荣耀而被造的。
And you are created for my glory.
当时神说这些话是指着以色列。
Now when God says these words, he's speaking to Israel.
但是这一个话的那一个原则是你指着以后出来的。
But the principle of these words also point at and speak of the church that is to come.
在旧约的日子，神说我要因着以色列来荣耀我自己。
Now God says to Israel that I will glorify myself in Israel.
那在新约的时候，
in the new covenant,
那这个话就更清楚了。
These words are even more clear.
但愿他在教会并基督耶稣里得着荣耀，世世代代。
Now may all glory be in Him, in Christ, until all generations, until forever.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那么神说了这个的话。
When God speaks these words,
那现在就带出一个很清楚的事实来。
Then this fact comes forth very clearly.
我们留意神。从四十章以后一直到现在还继续前面的几章。
We can see starting from chapter 40 and the chapters ongoing.
神是一直在那里说你要安慰安慰我的百姓。
God says, comfort, comfort ye my people.
你很清楚地看到这许许多多的话就是为了要安慰安慰他的百姓。
Very clearly, you can see all these words are words of comfort to comfort the people.
你怎么能就受过难处的百姓得安慰呢？
How is it that you can comfort those people who have gone through hardship?
我们很明显的看到。
Very clearly we can see.
神说来说去就是集中在两件事。
All the words that God says is only concentrated in two things.
一件事就带他们回头看过去。
One is to bring them back to look at the past.
一件事就叫让他们仰头来看前头。
And the other is for them to look ahead.
那看过去看什么呢？
If they look, they reflect, what do they see?
看神的创造。
They see the creation of God.
看万有的来源。
They see the origin of all.
那往前面看又看什么？
Now if they look forward, what do they see?
看神宣告他们的前途的那些预言的应验。
They can see the fulfillment of the prophecy of God proclaimed to them.
而这个预言的应验里边最重的那一点乃是神儿子。
And the focus of the fulfillment of these prophecies is the manifestation of the Son of God.
那所以现在弟兄姊妹你就留意到了。
Now brothers and sisters, then you can take note.
神就把从前所说过的那些轻轻带了一下。
God lightly brings past all the things that have happened previously.
说明他是创造的主。
To clearly tell them he is the creator.
他也是管理万有的主。
And he is also the ruler over all.
万有都是在他的管理的底下来出现的。
And all things are governed and come about because of him.
他就说到他不会丢弃犹大。
And God tells them he will not forsake Judah.
他会重新让犹大
And once again, he will restore Judah.
因着这一点,
and because of that point,
神就点出一个人来,
God points out this individual.
这个人的名字叫做古列,
and this person's name is Cyrus.
弟兄姊妹你记得,
Now, brothers and sisters, remember,
神借着以赛亚说这个话是在110年左右以前,
God spoke these words before it took place about 110 years.
说到这一个人,
And when God mentioned this individual, that he will give command to build Jerusalem, and to the temple, the foundation shall be laid. And then, chapter 45, God says,
这个古列啊,
Now this Cyrus,
他并不认识我,
he does not know me,
但是我知道他,
but I know him.
我晓得他向着神的有一点心。
I know he has some heart toward God.
虽然他不认识我,
and even though he does not know me,
我为了以色列的缘故, 我就选召他来执行我的工作。
For Israel's sake, I've chosen him to execute this work.
那将来有一个人名叫古列。
Now there would be this person named Cyrus.
他就出来要造这些事情。
And he will come about to do these
things. 要做这些事情。
And he will do these things.
什么事情呢?
What things are these?
上令建造耶路撒冷。
He will say to Jerusalem, be built.
圣殿的根
基。And to the temple, the foundation shall be laid.
那神说这许许多多的话。
When God says all these words.
我上次特别已经跟弟兄姊妹提了。
Last time I especially mentioned to brothers and sisters.
你留意这几章里面。
Take note of each chapter.
神说的最多最多的话是哪一句话？
Oh, which words did God repeat the most?
在我以外并没有别神。
Besides me, there is no other God.
我是耶和华。
For I am the Lord God.
我是自有拥有的。
I'm all sufficient one.
除我以外没有别神。
I am the Lord, there is none else.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你从四十三章开始。
Starting from chapter 43.
有兴趣的话你回去算一算。
If you're interested, go and count those times.
43, 44, 45, 46, 再继续往前。
If you go from 43, 44, 45, 46 and onward.
神说了多少遍这句话。
How many times did God say these words?
特别在45章。
Especially in chapter 45.
光是这一章的里边神说了多少次这个话?
Even only in chapter 45, how many times did God repeat these words?
神为什么一直反复来说这个话?
Why would God repeat these words again and again?
神反复说两三遍,那件事情已经是很严肃了。
If God repeat those things two or three times, it's very solemn.
但是你看见神不住地在那里重复这句话。
But here, the Lord continues to repeat these words.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
很清楚
Very clearly,
神在那里证明他自己
God proves himself
他让人知道他是该得荣耀的
So that man knows he ought to be glorified
而一切的事情是为了他的旨意而存留的
And everything is kept according to his will
那现在古列的事情出来
Now this matter of Cyrus comes about
为什么会有古列的事情
Why is it there's this matter of Cyrus
你怎么去认识古列的事情
How do you come to know the matters of Cyrus
我们读以斯拉记的时候
When we read Ezra
我们一定会了解的
We will know
从来没有在历史上寻找到有一个相同的那个例子会这样发生的。
There is not an example in history we can find that happens like this.
一个战胜者。
The one who is the conqueror.
一个征服者。
And one who has subdued.
他好像没有指出什么的理由他就释放他那个被征服者。
It seems like he has, without any reason, would deliver and set free those whom he has conquered.
并且把从前掳过来的那些掳物都归还给他们。
Even to the things that was taken as spoil would be returned to them.
并且指明他们要带着这些回到他们原来的地方，在那里重新建造神的
And even clearly proclaims that these captives will take the spoil back to the place they were from to once again rebuild the temple of God.
除了以色列这个民族,
Besides this nation of Israel,
你再也没办法找到别一个民族会发生这样的历史。
We cannot find another race that would have this happen.
正如来到近代的时候
Just as in the recent history
你找不到任何一个古代的民族可以在亡国了亡国了一两千年以后可以在原地重新建立
Likewise
他自己的国家
In modern history you cannot find a nation such as Israel as a nation that was destroyed for thousands of years and are able to once again restore their nation in the same place
并且能也能相对的显明他们仍然是强大的
and also at the same time manifest the fact that they are still strong
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
为什么会有这些事情发生
now how is this possible
那我们读以赛亚书读到这个地方的时候我们看得清楚了
now when we read Isaiah and we read to this chapter we see
在别的民族身上不能发生的事情在以色列的身上发生了
there is something that would not happen in any other nation but will take place upon Israel
为什么会发生呢
why
弟兄姊妹要看清楚
brothers and sisters see very clearly
不是以色列比别人强
It is not because Israel is stronger than any other.
也不是以色列有过人的长处。
It is not because Israel is better than anyone else.
完全不是那个。
It is completely none of that.
那既然不是这个。
Now if that's not the reason.
那以色列凭什么他们有这样的
Then by what, according to what, can Israel have such results? Brothers and sisters, you can see, God says,
他是为了他的荣耀, 要在以色列的身上荣耀,
it is for his own glory, God says, that I will glorify myself in Israel.
And
this matter is quite evident when God raised up Cyrus to set free the captive to return. When we take note of this point,
45:1-3-4-5-6-7在那里说除不过以色列灭掉别神我是耶和华
Then you can see the fact why it is repeated even seven times in chapter 45, I am the Lord God, there is none else. We thank God. Not only does God say these words to Israel in those days, even today God says the same words. Today God does not stop saying these words to the church. Now why is it God says this? Brothers and sisters, then you can see. Starting from chapter 45, verse 7.
神永远的旨意的整个的内容都包括在里边了。
It is very concise, but in these concise words, God tells us very clearly His eternal will.
第七节,
verse 7.
我造光又造暗,
I formed the light and created darkness.
我赐平安又将灾祸,
I make peace and create evil.
造作这一切的是我耶和华。
I, the Lord, do all these things.
很精简, 就是那么几句话。
It's very simple, very concise, only these words. 弟兄姊妹们,
你得到的结论是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what is your conclusion?
创造万有, 并管理万有的神。
He is the God, the creator of all, and also the ruler of all.
那这个我们应该是很熟悉了。
Now we should be very familiar with this.
那然后第八节,
and then verse 8.
诸天啊, 自上而敌,
drop down ye heavens from above.
从苍,
and let the skies pour down righteousness.
地面开裂,
let the earth open.
产出救恩,
and let them bring forth salvation.
使公义一同发生,
and let righteousness spring up together.
这是我耶和华所造的,
I, the Lord, have created it.
弟兄姊妹什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
你多读几遍,
if you read it a few more times, you'll 从, read it out.
从天上而地下的,
to drop down from above.
在从苍来降下的,
and let the skies pour down.
降下什么?
Pour down what?
降下公义,
to pour down righteousness.
那这个公义显明在一个什么事实里头的?
Now, what fact is this righteousness manifested?
是显明在地面开裂产出,
it is manifested in this point that the earth opened and let them bring forth salvation.
弟兄姊妹什么回事啊?
Brothers and sisters, what is this about?
这不是明明在那里告诉我们, 神的儿子道成肉身的那个经历吗?
Does this not clearly point forth for us the experience of the Son of God, the Word becoming flesh?
公义从天而敌, 从穹苍而降临,
drop down ye heavens from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. We know you cannot find any righteousness at all on earth. But here it is.
从哪里来呢?
Where does it come from?
从上边来,
it comes from above. We thank our Lord. No one has ever seen God. But only the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father have manifested Him, made Him known. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Now this Word was with God from the beginning. And in Him is the life. And this life is the light of man. Brothers and sisters, what is this?
从上而底,
this is the righteousness that is from above. The righteousness pouring down from the sky. Now, how is this righteousness manifested? Now, let the earth open.
地面破裂有什么了不起呢?
Now, what is so unique about the earth opening? Brothers and sisters, I remember very clearly.
十几年前,旧金山地震,
now, over a decade ago, there was an earthquake in San Francisco.
地震发生的那个时间,我刚好离开家里门口。
Now, it was at the time when the earthquake took place. I just went out. I was walking.
我一脚踏上地,踏不到地。
And when I set my foot down on the ground, I cannot touch the ground. And I was a little dizzy.
我心里想,糟糕,一出来就血压高。
And I thought to myself, oh great, I just come out and my blood pressure has gone high.
一看。
But when I saw, take a better look, it's not my blood pressure. Then many people came running out of their houses. Then I thought to myself, it's an earthquake. And when I, right across the street from my house is a parking lot.
我亲眼看了那个水泥地啊,就好像变成了波浪一样。
And I saw with my own eyes, the pavement was just like waves.
那这是我那天看到的地震的那个情景。
And that was the scene which I saw on that day of the earthquake.
那第二天我就跑到那个 Lake Merced的边上去走走。
The next day I went strolling along Lake Merced.
这是我头一次亲身的碰到那么严重的那个地震。
And this is the first time I encountered such a big earthquake.
我就看看地震后 有留下什么的痕迹?
Then I went out to see what kind of traces would be left after a big earthquake.
在Lake Merced的那个沿着湖边的那个路,
now, the pathway along Lake Merced,
整条路裂开了一个缝比这个比我这样一抱还要宽。
Now the span of that crack, the opening of the earth, was wider than my arm's length span on that pathway.
那个深度呢,大概要是我掉下去的话, 还得要半个我的头才能看到地面。
Now the depth of that split was actually 1.5 times my height from the ground.
那这就是地面裂开咯。
And now that's the scene of the earth opening.
那地震一下, 那就地面裂开了有什么了不起?
So there's an earthquake and the earth would open, it would split. What's so great about that?
如果发生地震, 到处都是一样的。
Now if an earthquake hits, then it would be like this everywhere.
如果那个时候还在旧金山的, 你一定会记得在电视上看到, 在市区里边, 那三层楼的那个屋子,三楼变成了地面。
You can remember those scenes if you were present at that time. Even the 3-story buildings would be flat and the top story would be on the ground level.
那就是地面裂开了。And
so that's the scene of the earth opening.
那地面裂开什么了不起呢?
So what's so great about this?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神说地面裂开。
God says, let the earth open.
产出救恩。
And let them bring forth salvation.
怎么一回事?
What is this about?
这不是一般的地震。
This is not an earthquake.
的确和地震发生过有点关联。
Yes, it's somewhat connected with an earthquake.
但是这个地震是从死里复活的那一刹那所出现的情形。
But this earthquake is from the Lord risen from the dead at that moment this took place.
磐石裂开,
that the rock is open.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
明明让我们看到,
it clearly shows us.
神除了说出, 祂是创造的主以外,
the Lord, besides telling us He is the Lord of creation,
祂是救赎的主,
here it tells us He is the Lord of redemption.
祂是复活的主,
and He is the risen Lord.
叫这个公义, 叫这个从天而来的公义有了一个明显的法表。
So that this righteousness from above is clearly manifested.
因着这样的一件事情,
and because of this,
神把他的公义追讨在他的儿子的身上。
It's because the chastening of God's righteousness fell upon his son.
神就不再在那些在他儿子里面的人的身上做第二次的追讨。
No longer would God chasten those a second time, those who are in his son.
那这个就是神当年预先宣告救赎以色列的那一个依据。
Now this is the foundation which God gives before he has proclaimed the salvation redemption of Israel.
也是在以后的日子教会给选召出来的那一个依据。
Likewise, this is the same foundation for the church to come that the church is called.
那因着这样的神借着以赛亚的宣告。
Now through this proclamation of
Isaiah, 我们看到了神怎么去安慰他的百姓呢？
We see how God comforts his people.
神就是用着他自己所付的代价，要叫认识神的人知道他们所蒙的恩典是怎么样的一个恩典。
God uses himself and the price which he has paid for those who are redeemed to taste his grace to know how great that grace is.
是弟兄姊妹，当我们晓得神在他心思里头的这一个安排。
Therefore, when we come to know of this arrangement in the heart of God,
我们再次来到主的桌子面前的时候。
When we come again before the Lord's table,
你再唱到那一个诗句。
When you sing those hymns,
创造的主仅被受造的人
that the Lord who was created would be for by his creation
钉死在十字架上
that the Lord would be nailed by his creation
弟兄姊妹，你就知道是怎么一回事。
Then brothers and sisters, you can just imagine about that.
这个就是神在神心里从创世以前一直存留着的那一个心思。
This is the heart's desire that is kept in the heart of God from before.
当那个事实还没有完全发表的时候，神就在预言里头先做了这样的一个宣告。
Even before the event actually took place in prophecy, God has proclaimed it.
让这一个宣告成为他的子民的安慰。
So that this proclamation would be the comfort of his people.
我不知道。
I do not know.
当年的以色列的百姓能领会这一个到什么地步，我想他们一点都不领会。
I don't know how much the people of Israel at that time can understand this. I personally do not think they would understand it at all.
但是我们今天读圣经的人,
but for us who read the Bible today,
我们可不能不领会。
We must understand it.
我们显然地看见主在以赛亚书上所说的话，不是主要的，不是为着当年被掳的犹大。
Assuredly, when we read this, the main focus of this, the audience would not be Judah of that day that they were going to be in captivity.
当然有他们的成分在里头。
Of course, they are included.
但是更重要的那个，神是上全地来宣告他的救赎。
But even more importantly, God is declaring his salvation to the whole earth.
因为弟兄姊妹们，当我们在往下看去的时候
，Because brothers and sisters, when we continue to read on,
你看得很就看得很清楚。
Very clearly, we can see.
那接下去你看到什么
？When we read on, what do we see?
那因为神做了，神是这样的安排，这样的来做。
Because God has made such arrangements to do this.
神就当面对那些不乐意跟上神心意的人。
God directly says these words to those who would not be willing to follow on.
神说我这样做了，你们还有什么话可以讲？
God says, I have done all of this. What else have you to say?
你们不知道你们所站的是什么地位。
Do you not know the ground you stand on?
你们不过是地上的瓦片的一块。
That you only partured.
瓦片。
And you only partured.
瓦片就从泥土里头出来的。
And these partures come from the ground, from the dust.
谁把那个泥土造成一个瓦片？
And who would fashion this clay into a partured?
那一块泥土 他能向造成他是瓦片的那个人说什么呢？
Can the clay say to him that fashioned it, what are you making?
这几句话说得很坦白。
And these words are very blunt.
就是指出一个事实。
It points forth this fact.
你如果不知道你的源头在那里，
If you do not know where your origin is,
你凭什么向你的源头来说这说那了。
Now, by what qualifies you to say this to your source, to say this or that?
神就在那里宣告一件非常严肃的事。
God proclaims this very solemnly.
当然这个宣告的事情对我们学习寻求神旨意的人来是有一点的光照的。
Of course, for us who are learning to follow the will of God, even these words here would enlighten us.
因为神在这里。
Because here,
他是说了，你要认识你是一个站在一个什么的地位来跟神说话。
God says you must know the ground you stand on as you speak with God.
但是神并不是把你压下去。
But God is not suppressing you.
神给你一个非常有福的权利。
God gives you a very blessed right.
什么权利呢？
What privilege?
十一节弟兄姊妹留意。
Verse 11, brothers and sisters.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的如此说。
Thus said of the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker.
将来的事你们可以问我。
Ask me of things to come.
至于我的众子并我手的工作。
Concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands.
注意了。
Pay attention.
你们可以求我命定。
Command ye me.
留意小字。
Pay attention to the footnote.
求我命定原文作吩咐我。
This to ask of the Lord in the original text is to command him.
那我们按照原来的意思来读这一句话。
Now we read these words according to the original.
弟兄姊妹，你读出什么这个一件事来呢？
Brothers and sisters, what do you read out?
神说你们至于我手我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
God says, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, you can command me.
那我们先来弄清楚这里。
Now let us first be clear on this.
那上文
In the text before,
但是神说你们要认识你们是在神面前是一个什么的地位。
God says that you must know the position you have before him.
然后下文就说出这样的一个事实。
And then the text here tells us of this fact.
那是什么呢？
What fact is this?
那神说
God says,
如果我们不读进去的话，
If we do not read into it,
我们就会很下意识的会认定神把我们压下去又把我们抬起来。
Subconsciously we think God is suppressing us and then he exalts us.
起初就说你又知道你是什么，你不过是一个瓦片。
You must know who you are, you're only a potter.
那现在又说
And then now he says,
那我要做什么事情你可以吩咐我。
You can command me what I'm to do.
这不是一下把它压下去一下把它升上来。
Isn't this first you're suppressing me and now you're uplifting me?
不是的。
No, brothers and sisters.
神是在这里是表明他自己。
God here expresses himself.
表明他自己是什么呢？
What does God express himself to be?
他是统管万有的主。
He is the Lord who reigns over all.
如果你要知道将来的事情，
Now, if you want to know concerning the things to come, come and ask me.
我会告诉你。
I will tell you.
那至于将来的事情要怎么做怎么做？
Now, concerning the things to come and what I will do.
如果你承认并接受我是万有的主，
If you confess and acknowledge that I am the Lord of all,
你就可以吩咐我。
You can command me.
怎么吩咐呢？
How can you command me?
神啊。
God,
照着你的意思
according to your will,
做成你所要做的。
Do so, do your work.
弟兄姊妹们，看到这里吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
这个不就是我们的主在克西马尼的那个祷告吗？
Is this not the prayer of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane?
父啊，
Father,
若是可行，
if it's possible,
求你把这杯 撤去。
That you remove this cup from me.
但是不要依据我的意思。
Yet not according to my will.
要依据你的意思。
But as thou will.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
看到吗？
Do you see?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
主在这里非常明确的让认识神的人知道他们该怎么的准确的活在主的面前来配合主所要做的。
Here the Lord clearly shows us for us living before His presence how we are to work together with Him for His work to be done.
因为接下去弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Because when we read on, brothers and sisters, we'll see.
神又重复，我造地，又造人在地上，我亲手铺张诸天，天上的万象也是我所命定的。
I have made the earth and created man upon it. I even my hands have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded.
神不是在这里很清楚说出他就是创造并管理万有的神。
Does God not clearly tell us he is the creator of all and the ruler of all?
那现在我凭公义兴起古列。
Now I've raised him, Cyrus, up in my righteousness.
他就一定按照我所安排所定规的来做完。
And he will do everything according to what I will, and he will finish it.
他释放我的民,
and he will let go my captives.
不是为工价, 也不是为赏赐,
not for price or reward.
我们回头看, 犹大从被掳归回的时候,
when we see Judah returning from captivity,
古列得了什么好处?
What benefit did Cyrus gain?
一点好处都没得,
nothing.
如果你严格要说的话
If you want to say it strictly,
他不单是没得好处
Not only did he gain nothing
他还赔上去呢
And he even gave out
弟兄姊妹你看到他不单是发还从犹大掳去的那些个事物
Brothers and sisters we see he returned the spoil he took from Judah
他也下令河西的总督那就是巴勒斯坦的那一块地的那边
He even told the people on that side of the river that is in the Palestinian land, the governors.
这是犹大人，他们回到耶路撒冷建造圣殿，这个事情你们不能阻挡他。
Now these people that are returning to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, you cannot hinder them.
并且他们所需要的粮食和建造的材料，你们要无偿的给他们预备。
And you must provide for them to support them and give them sustenance and for the material to build.
弟兄，那这些一切都出于王库。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is all out of the king's treasury.
弟兄姊妹，你说古列得了什么好处
？So, brothers and sisters, what benefit did Cyrus have?
一点好处都没得。
Nothing.
在人看来他还赔的赔上了很多了。
And in man's view, actually, he even gave more out. He had to lose out.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
在人看来他没有得着什么。
In man's sight, Cyrus didn't gain anything.
我不知道神将来是怎样来处理古列的事情。
I don't know how God will handle these matters of Cyrus in the future.
当然不，他不可能归在教会的这个范围里这个肯定
Of course we're sure he would not be in the realm of the church
他也不可能归入以色列的这个范围也是肯定
Neither can Cyrus be in the boundary of Israel and that is for sure
他为什么做成了这件事情
But for him to have done this for God
怎样对待他呢
How would God treat him
圣经没有再提说了
Now, The Bible did not mention
但是 你我们看以赛亚当时提到古列确实在神的面前给神欣赏。
But indeed, we see Isaiah mentioning that indeed God admires Cyrus.
我不知道罗马十二章里边那个话能不能用在他的身上，我不敢用。
Now, I don't know if the words in Romans can fit in the matter of Cyrus. I dare not use it.
不过我猜，但是这个我也不敢说死。
Now, I guess, even though I cannot say it for sure,
将来在羔羊的婚宴的上头不是有许多的宾客吗?
Now, in the marriage of the lamb, would there not be many guests there?
古列会不会是在其中有份呢?这个我就不敢猜了,但是这个可能性应该是有吧。
I cannot guess if Cyrus would be one of the guests at the wedding, but perhaps that's a possibility.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神说
God says,
古列做成这个事情不是为工价。
Cyrus has done this not for price,
也不是为赏赐
or reward,
因为这是我要做的。
Because I will do it.
是我耶和华要做的。
I, the Lord God, will do so.
我是这样说。
I've said so.
我就这样做。
And I will do it.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
他们神这样做出来的结果就怎么样呢？
Now, what is this result of God?
底下神的话就转到以色列的身上去了。
And then the word of the Lord shifts to Israel.
说出一件事情很重要的。
And says this very important thing.
但是不是说到那个巴比伦归回的当时的事。
But it's not speaking of this matter of returning from Babylon.
是说到国度的时候的事。
But speaks of the matters of the kingdom.
十四节以后，弟兄姊妹，你说的，你看了。
Starting from verse 14.
耶和华如此说：埃及劳碌得来的和古时的货物必归你。
Thus said of the Lord, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and of
Sabaean. 身量高大的西巴人必投降你。
Men of stature shall come over unto thee.
也要属你。
And they shall be thine.
他们必带着锁链过来，随从你。
They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over.
又向你下拜祈求，你说。
And they shall fall down unto you and ask of you, saying, surely God is in thee.
此外再没有别神,
and there is none else.
再没有别的神,
there is no God.
弟兄姊妹们, 你不往下读, 你已经知道, 这里头说的事情什么时候发生。
Brothers and sisters, even if you do not read on, you will know what time, what, when this will take place.
这是国度时候的事情。
These are the matters during the kingdom.
这是撒加利亚书所说的。
These are words in the book of Zechariah.
全地的人跑到犹大来。
That everyone from the whole earth would come to Israel.
十个人拉住一个犹大人说。
That even will ten cling on to Israel.
你领我们去看去去敬拜你们的神。
That you will take us to worship your God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到以赛亚当时说的话。
Take note of the words of Isaiah this time.
透过犹大的愚昧被掳得释放，而把神那救赎的旨意给带出来。
It is through the foolishness, the captivity, and the return of Judah that God makes known His redemption here.
他很清楚地在那里说。
Very clearly, He says,
神是在你们中间。
God is in thee.
此外再没有别神。
And there is none else.
什么时候会有这个事情发生？
When will this take place?
只有在国度的时候才有这个事情发生。
Only in the kingdom will this take place.
全地都在那里接受。耶和华的名。
That the whole earth would accept the name of the Lord God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后。
And then.
我不知道这个是以赛亚的反应，还是到了那一个时候蒙恩的以色列人的反应，还是什么人的反应。
Now, what is to come? I don't know whose response this is, whether it be Isaiah's response or the response of the Israelites under grace or anyone else's response.
但是这个反应太宝贝了。
But of course, this response is too precious.
十五节。
Verse 15.
救主以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
Verily, thou art a God that hides thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
以色列的神啊，你实在是至隐的神。
O God of Israel, indeed, you're a God who hides himself.
你是自己隐藏起来的神。
That you're a God who hides himself.
你隐藏在那里。
That you're hidden there.
你没有公开的露面。
And you did not disclose yourself.
但是你手里所做的一切。
Yet all the work of your hand.
都带出一个目的。
Brings forth this purpose.
让人知道。你是耶和华神。
So that all would know, indeed, you are the Lord God.
让人都不得不承认。
That man must confess.
你手所做的一切是在那里荣耀你自己的名。
That all the work of your hand is to glorify your own name.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
你不是为了得着荣耀 而做工。
You do not work in order to glorify yourself.
按照外面来看，好像你也宣告是为了你的荣耀，你要显明你手中的工作。
Even though you have proclaimed that you will manifest the work of your hand to glorify yourself.
但是在整个历史里边，你做工的记录所表达的，你却是很会隐藏你自己的。
But indeed, all the manifestation of your work throughout the generation is showing that you are God who hides yourself.
你虽然很有资格来显明你自己。
Even though you're qualified to express yourself.
因为你是创造的主。
Because you're the Lord of creation.
你是管理万有的主。
And you're also the Lord who rules over all.
你又是救赎的主。
And you're the Savior.
是你出代价来完成那个救赎的旨意。
That you pay the price to complete the salvation.
你毫无保留，你有条件就显明你自己的荣耀。
Without any reservation, you are qualified to manifest your glory.
但是你却是隐藏你自己。
Yet you hide yourself.
而弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
每次我们擘饼的时候。
Each time we break bread.
我们都会接触到。
We would come into contact.
我们的主隐藏他的荣耀。
That our Lord hid His glory.
我们的主隐藏他的那个权柄能力和他的神性。
That our Lord hid His authority, His power, His deity.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到。
My brothers and sisters.
隐藏并不是放弃。
He hid it, but He did not
forsake it. 隐藏乃是说我以那些为夸耀。
He hid it is that He does not boast of those things.
但在需要的时候。
But yet, at times,
他显出他是怎么的一位主。
He manifests the Lord that he is.
那他可以在黑门山上，变化山上来显明他自己的荣耀。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, he can manifest his glory.
但是他来到人中间的时候，人看他不过是拿撒勒的一个木匠的儿子。
But when he was walking in the midst of men, he showed himself only as the son of a carpenter.
谁认识这一个？是父怀里的独生子。
Who would come to know this is the begotten son in the bosom of the father? We thank our God.
他实在是自隐的神。
Indeed, he hides himself.
但是他的自隐。
But he hides himself.
却没有废去他是至高的神。
Does not forsake the fact he is the most high God.
那因此。
Therefore,
当他显明他手中的工作的时候
，When he manifests the work of his hand，
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你就看到他跟偶像的区别。
You can see then his difference amongst the
idols。偶像是在那里发表他自己。
The idols manifest themselves。
但是这一位神
，But this God，
他是自隐的神。
He is one who hides himself.
他是这样自隐的。
And because he hides himself,
他造成了这一个救赎的拯救。
He has finished this salvation, this redemption.
永远的救恩。
This eternal salvation.
让那些在这一个救赎里边的人。
So those who are in this redemption.
不蒙羞。
Would not be ashamed.
也不抱愧。
And would not be ashamed.
直到永远，永世无穷尽。
Nor confound without end.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
说到以赛亚把神的心思发表到这里的时候
When Isaiah manifests the heart of God to this point,
他又发表了另外的一个事实
He manifests another point.
这一个事实
This fact,
又是在那里表达神的那个心思
Again, manifests the heart of God.
这个就和神的创造有关了。
And this has to do with the creation of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因着神让以赛亚在这里说了这么一段话。
Because God has allowed Isaiah to say these words here.
让我们读创世纪的时候，好像找到了一把钥匙。
It seems as to give us a key to opening the door to Genesis.
特别是创世纪第一章。
Especially Genesis chapter 1.
因为如果没有这些的话，我们了解到神当时的那个创造的历史的过程。
Because without these words, for us to understand the process of God's creation.
但是却不是有很明显的那一个根据。
Now, it would not be easy, even though it's not very evident here.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
就说以赛亚说了这一个事实。
Through Isaiah, this is made known.
我们就非常有把握的知道 神创造的那个心思。
We, with confidence, we can come to know of the purpose of God's creation.
怎么说？
What does it say?
18节那
一小段。This portion here.
创造诸天的耶和华。
For thus said of the Lord that created the heavens,
制造成全大地的神,
God himself that formed the earth and made it,
他创造坚定大地,
he hath established it,
并非使地荒凉,
he created it not in vain,
是要给人居住,
he formed it to be inhabited.
他说了这一个历史的事实,
he tells us the history here,
他就说出一个
And then he tells us the purpose.
他如此说,
the, I am the Lord, he said.
我是耶和华, 再没有别神。
And there is none else.
我没有再, 待会再说底撒的那个。
We'll go into verse 19 later.
弟兄姊妹, 你看到这, 这一小段的话,
Now brothers and sisters, in this verse,
是把那个整个创造的过程来给我们很具体的来说明。
It shows us very concretely the process of creation.
那我们常常说,
Now oftentimes we say,
创世纪第一章里边,
In Genesis chapter 1,
起初神创造天地,
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌,
The earth was formless and void.
我们很直觉的就觉得,
Very consciously we think
那个起初神创造天地
In the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth
就等于底下所说的六天创造的过程
That equals then the following six days of creation recorded
许许多多的人都起初读圣经的时候都读成这个结果
And very reasonably when we first read the Bible that is the understanding we have
甚至现在有不少的神学院里边的那些那些著名教授他们也是这个观念的。
Even in seminaries today, many famous professors likewise have that thought.
但是神说的那一个创世纪第一章里边的那头两节
But the first two verses in Genesis chapter 1
就是引出第一章的几乎整章的圣经的内容吗？
Does that express to us all the content in Genesis chapter 1.
完全是两回事。
It is completely different.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
六天的创造以前的事情。
That is long before the six days of creation in Genesis chapter 1.
六天的事情是起初神创造天地以后的事情。
The six days of creation recorded in Genesis chapter 1 is after The creation of heaven and earth.
当然我们从创世纪第一章本身的里头我们就可以找出证据来了。
Of course, even from Genesis chapter 1 itself, we can see that evidently.
除非我们不相信神的话。
Unless we do not believe the word of God.
不尊重神的话。
And we do not honor the word of God.
我们尊重我们的理解 和心思。
And we only hold fast to our own understanding and reason.
如果我们是尊重主的话的话。
But if we truly honor the word of God.
我们一定会接受那个。
We would accept that truth.
因为在第一章创世纪里头本身就已经有不少的证据在那里说明那里头是说到两次的。
Because even in Genesis chapter 1 itself, very clearly we can see many evidence that of those two creations mentioned in Genesis.
那现在我们读到这个以赛亚这一番话的时候
Now, when we read these words of Isaiah here,
就把这个事实说得更清楚了。
Tells us even more clearly of that fact.
那我把这一段话原来的那个意思念一念，弟兄姊妹们，你自己也能得到那一个结果了。
Now, let me read out the original meaning of these words here, then you can come to the conclusion yourself.
但是弟兄姊妹，你必须要很留心圣灵所用的字。
But brothers and sisters, you have to pay careful attention to the specific words used by the Holy Spirit.
如果你不留意圣灵所用的字，那你就觉得没有什么两样。
Now, if you're not paying careful attention to the specific words used by the Holy Spirit, you will not see any difference.
如果你留意圣灵所用的字，你就看见 那个非常的不一样。
If you pay careful attention to the particular words used by the Holy Spirit, you see quite a vast difference.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创造诸天的耶和华。
The Lord that created the heavens.
制造成全大地的神。
God himself that formed the earth and made it.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意圣灵用的字。在说这两件事情就已经有区别了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note, the Holy Spirit already distinguishes these two things.
诸天是神的创造。
The heavens are created by God.
大地是神的制造。
The earth was formed by him.
那么弟兄姊妹你晓得。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know.
创造就是从无到有。
Creation is created from nothing.
制造就是以有来改变它的形状。
To form is to change, transform that which exists.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这两个词的 不一样的地方，你读下去你就知道了。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you know the differences between these two words, then you'll know when you read on.
那接下去。
When you read it,
他创造坚定大地，并非使地荒凉。
He made and established the earth and did not create it in vain.
是要给人居住。
It is for man to inhabit.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们中文圣经里头，你没有留意到有区别。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the Chinese translation, you do not see any difference.
刚才你听我们的弟兄念的时候，你就看到了有一个在中文圣经漏掉的东西在英文圣经里边出来了。
Now, when you hear it in the English, you know then it's left out in the Chinese translation, but it's expressed in the English.
那我把它那个原来的意思念出来。
Now I'll just recite it by the original meaning.
他创造坚定大地，并非使地荒凉。
God himself made and established the earth not in vain.
是要给人居住，是要制造给人居住。
He formed it to be inhabited by man.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters,
you see. 这不就是创世纪第一章第一第二节里边的那个故事？
Is this not the story of Genesis chapter 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2?
起初神创造天和地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌。
The earth was formless and void.
那地是空虚混沌，是不是人起初的创造？
Now, the fact that the earth was formless and void, was that the original creation of God?
弟兄姊妹，在以赛亚书就给我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, in Isaiah it shows us.
神起初的创造那个地，不是空虚混沌。
The earth that was formed by the Lord was not formless and void.
起初的时候，神所造的地是坚定的。
In the beginning, when God formed the earth, he established it.
但是后来发生了难处。
But later on, there was a difficulty.
我们都晓得。
And we all know.
那是撒旦堕落所带来的结果。
That was the result of the fall of Satan.
那所以神然后就把这个地来坚固下来。
And then God had to establish the earth.
那坚固下来干什么呢？
Why was it established?
给人居住。
To be inhabited by man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那因此我们就注意到一件事情。
Then we take note of one thing.
神回到他起初的那一个定义的里头。
God returns to his original will.
他说我是耶和华。
He says, thus said of the Lord,
再没有别神。
I am the Lord and there is none else.
我没有在隐秘黑暗之地说话。
I have not spoken in secret.
神是在那里明明的宣告他所要说的话。
God clearly proclaims his words.
他说什么呢？
What does God say?
他说我没有对雅各的后裔说你们寻求我是徒然。
I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain.
那是什么意思？
What does that mean?
神说你看。
God says, look and see.
从前的地是那样的美好。
The land was beautiful before.
给撒旦弄得那样一塌糊涂。
Satan has ruined it.
我把它恢复过来。
I have restored it.
目的干什么呢？
What is the purpose?
给人居住。
To be inhabited by man.
就是让人在那里居住。
So that man can dwell there.
那为什么让人在那里居住呢？
Why so for man to dwell there?
你又不能不回到创世纪第一章。
You must go back to Genesis chapter 1.
你不能不接触神造人的目的。
You must come into the purpose of God's creation of man.
当你碰到神造人的目的。
And when you come into that,
你就看到神要让人住在地上的目的是什么。
You can see then what is the purpose of God having men dwell on earth.
就是神在以赛亚书一直在那里宣告的事情。
That is what God is continuing to proclaim here in Isaiah.
你们的被造是因着我的荣耀。
That you are created for my glory.
所以你们是我的见证。
Because you are my testimony.
正因为你们背负着这样的一个任务。
And because you are committed this trust.
我从来就不跟你们说。
I've never said to you
你们寻求我是徒然。
That you have sought me in vain.
当然当时是因着犹大被掳的事情是对神的百姓说谎。
Of course, at this time, it was because of the captivity of the people God speaks to his people.
但是这一神心里边说这个话那个对象呢？
But in the heart of God, the audience of these words
是所有的人。
It is to all men.
你们只要来寻求我。
As long as you come to seek me,
地就是你们所居住的。
The earth is for you to inhabit.
你们不单是住在这个地。
Not only do you dwell there,
你是在地上你要成为我的见证。
But on earth, you're to be my testimony.
要在那里彰显我的荣耀和权柄。
And you're there to manifest my glory and authority.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你看到神怎么去安慰他的百姓
You can see how God comforts his people.
神不单是用当时的那一个情 那一个拯救来给他们看见前途
God not only uses the salvation to show them their future.
神是把他们带到神永远的旨意里面去看
God brings them into His eternal will to see their future.
是弟兄姊妹你留意了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, take note.
神在这里接二连三的说，除了我以外，再没有别神。
God continues to repeat here, I am the Lord and there is none else.
我是公义的神。
I am the righteous God.
就是救主。
I am the Savior.
除了我以外，再没有别神。
I am the Lord and there is none else.
留意了，留意了。
Pay attention, take note.
地极的人都当仰望我。
And all those of the end of the world shall look unto me, and they shall be saved.
因为我是神。
For I am the God, I am God, and there is none else.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note. Pay attention to what?
谁去仰望神？
Who is to look to God?
单单是范围在以色列或是犹大？
Is it only to Israel or Judah?
没有。
No.
地极的人。
But all the ends of the earth.
换一句话来说,
in other words,
全地的人,
all those on the earth,
你们都可以来仰望我。
You can come to look at me.
你仰望我就必得救。
And look unto me and be ye saved.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那并且到了有一天,
one day,
神说的话我一定能兑现。并不返回。
All the words of God will come about and shall not return.
那一个时候
At that time,
万膝必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
到了那一个时候
At that time,
所有的人都说
All shall say,
公义能力唯独在乎耶和华。 人都必归向他。
In the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall man come.
凡向他发怒的必自蒙羞。
And all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神把他们带到国度的那一个指望里了。
God brings them into the hope of the kingdom.
那国度的指望是给全地的人。
Now, since the hope of the kingdom is to all of the earth,
那跟犹大、以色列得安慰有什么关系呢？
Then, to Judah and to the comfort of Israel, what relationship is there?
感谢神。
We thank God.
在所有人都在那里寻求神的时候，
When all are seeking after God,
以色列的后裔都必因耶和华得称为义，并要夸耀。
And the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory.
哦，那时候都接受神做我们的义。
At that time, God is our righteousness.
都成了神的见证。
And become the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们在对照撒迦利亚书最末后的那一个部分的话，你就看到这个就是国度的时候的光景。
If we compare to this to the end of Zechariah, then we see this indeed is the condition of the kingdom.
但是当时的以色列人能不能受安慰呢？我不敢说。
But whether the people of Israel at that time are comforted, I dare not say.
但是对以后的以色列人，他们一直看见神给他们一个应许，指望的应许。
But for the Israelites to come, they see this hope of this promise that God gives them.
他们一直活在这个应许里。
And they continue to live in this promise.
所以到今天，弟兄姊妹们，你碰到那些近千的犹太人，他们还在那里说他们等候弥赛亚。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you encounter a godly Israel like today, they are still saying they are looking for the Messiah.
他们根据什么还在那里等候？
According to what are they still waiting for?
感谢神。
We thank God.
根据以赛亚给他们的，带给他们的那个指望的应许。
According to the hope of this promise that is given to them from Isaiah.
或者说神给他们的应许的指望。
Or the promise of God and the hope which God has given them.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神这样向他们宣告了安慰。
God declares this comfort to them.
但是神给他们受安慰的话还没有完。
Yet, the word of comfort from God does not end here.
不过今天晚上我们要停在这。
But we must end here tonight.
我们下礼拜我们再继续来看什么怎样给他们很确实的来抓到神那个安慰，来等候他们的弥赛亚。
We can see next week how concretely God gives them this promise as their wait for the Messiah.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们是等候弥赛亚。
They are waiting for the Messiah.
但是我们却是等候我们的主再来。
But we are waiting for our Lord to return.
我们祷告一下。
Let us pray.